people position religion as archaic and part of the past, and people position this often Western gender diversity as like a bastion of progress. Like we're so happy in the US, we have now a non-binary lawmaker, the first one, right? And these things are great, but I think people, when they see this, like this non-binary lawmaker in the US is also a Muslim, right? And some media reportings do not mention a Muslim, or some media reportings only mention the Muslim but don't mention the non-binary. So that's a kudos to the ones that do mention both, because I think it's really important, because it does tackle a misconception that they're not compatible. For my communities, Bugis, Bisu, and the other genders like Orawane, Makunrai, Chalalai, and Chalabai, we've been practicing Islam as part of our conceptualization of gender for centuries now. There is definitely a place for gender plurality, right? Alongside Islam. I think that's one misconception that they don't go together, or that religion is oppressive to gender diversity, when for me, at least from an academic standpoint, and as a former refugee and stateless person, it is a state apparatus, which is the obstruction and not the religion, right?